Okay, Annie, another verb that causes a lot of problems for Spaniards is the verb to be born. Mm-hmm. ¿Por qué? Porque en español es un verbo activo y para nosotros, sin embargo, es una acción pasiva. Somos paridos, literalmente.
Uh-huh.
Y muchísimos españoles insisten en decir I born, uh-huh, como si fuese un verbo activo.
Uh-huh.
Ok, bien. Annie, were you born in Spain or in France?
I was born in Spain.
Good. Ask me if I was born on a Monday or on a Saturday.
Were you born on Monday or on a Saturday?
I was born on a Saturday. Saturday, not Saturday.
Saturday.
Saturday. Saturday, again.
Were you born on a Monday or on a Saturday?
Good. Yo no nací el día dos. ¿Cómo sería?
I
wasn't born. ¿Por qué? Porque se trata de un verbo en la pasiva.
I wasn't born on the second.
Good. I wasn't born on the second. ¿Tú naciste el día tres?
Were you born on the 3rd?
Good. Ellos no nacieron el día 10.
They weren't born on the 10th.
They weren't born on the 10th. Good. Mi madre nació antes que yo.
My mother was born before me.
My mother was born before me.
How interesting.
Oh, interesting. Lógico, ¿no? That's quite... Lo sorprendente sería si fuese al revés. Bien. Annie, what month were you born in?
I was born in April.
You were born in April. Ask me the same question.
Which month were you born in?
I was born in June.
Oh.
There you go. Okay, so you are Tauro?
Tauro.
And I'm a Taurus. We say in English, a Taurus. And I am a...
And you are a...
A Gemini.
A Géminis.
Por eso nos llevamos tan mal.
Doble cara.
Yeah. Annie, as you well know, because you're one of the stars of this TV channel, there's a new TV channel now which gives you the opportunity to work and work and work at your English every single day of the year. And that is our new TV station, Aprende Inglés TV.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fantastic way to get free classes.
Of course. And you can see Richard.
You can see me. Well, that's not very exciting, but you can see Annie, which is much more exciting. Okay, Annie, thank you very much. See you soon.
Bye.